That's shocking.
We'll do it live.
Yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
Oh, that is cool.
This is where the fun begins.
This is the Brian Suits Show.
We need you to be Mamala of the country.
AM 770. Well, you're barking up the wrong tree, sis. 770 KTH, Brian Suits here. With the UW campus roiling, not yet, but the UW version of what other kid, what the cool kids are doing at Columbia University, but not at the University of Florida starts. And this one genius who can't do any research in regards to UW funding and endowments and all that wants the UW to divest from Boeing or cut off ties to Boeing.
Yeah, we are here in the quad on the
great grandparents who survived the Holocaust and they took refuge in.
So yeah, here's a student who's watching this crap happen. She wears a bracelet to memorialize her grandparents who were Holocaust survivors. How do you think she feels about from the river to the sea?
To organize this sit-in on university grounds, flaunting no camping rules on the campus.
I'm disheartened.
A sight that irked Olivia Feldman.
They don't understand what a genocide is. I understand firsthand. I have great-grandparents who survived the Holocaust, and they took refuge in Israel.
She wears her opinion.
And it means the people of Israel will live on.
And believes the university should act to end the demonstration.
And I'm scared. I'm scared for all of my other Jewish peers and Israeli peers on campus.
But the UW is taking a cut.
That's your culmination point. If you're waiting for what to make a decision on, you have a student with that family backstory saying she's scared to see this stuff. So you step in and make her feel secure on your campus, or you just stop recruiting or something.
This approach for now, likely seeking to avoid a conflict like protests on other campuses. Just a couple hundred yards away in Red Square, other sanctioned pop-up tents are promoting everything from Polynesian culture and Greek life to abortion rights, and similarly, not blocking any foot traffic.
Demand divestment from Israel as well as cutting ties with Boeing.
Well, you're stupid. Because now you've got about 30 professors that are sitting on $500,000 endowments per chair, and you're saying that to a camera in Seattle, Washington, at the University of Washington. All the money that Boeing has endowed in that university, you're not going to make in your life, especially with this on your resume. You're certainly not going to work at Boeing. But you know what? If I were Boeing, I would make a phone call about this chap.
Which may be why, at least here, despite the calls to end it and the war overseas.
And you know why? Because this guy got past the first page of his Google results, and he found out that the Israelis are using F-35s. And F-15s to drop the 1,000-pound JDAMs, which has been astoundingly effective. As Israel, if left alone, are in the final weeks of the Punic expedition against Hamas that may end Hamas. And it really is crazy to me, talking to Ashley Hayek last hour, that you would feel beholden to these spoiled brats, these bourgeois trust fund spoiled brats at Columbia. But that is the dynamic, is that these are his press people and speechwriters and all that. These are their younger brothers and sisters. And in the circles that they run in, I mean, the White House staffers, this is common wisdom. That Ilhan Omar is a seer of the future and not a wacky anti-Semite and the whole thing. And by the way, I should point this out here on our final day of May, Producer Greg. I pledged to you no more name dropping for all of May. And I got one last one in with when we were interviewing America First Executive Director Ashley Hayek. Did you catch it?
I sense that won't be the only time you break that promise.
Except that she spells her name just like the cult member. that is a that lives near me.
Do you want to be more specific?
No, because no, that'd be another name drop. But that doesn't that rule doesn't start till midnight.
I see.
Because that's May 1st.
I've developed a pet peeve here with the coverage of these campus demonstrations, protests, and
hey,
riots.
Hey, hey, ho, ho. Greg's pet peeve has got to go.
It's here to stay. And that is the media labeling these demonstrators as pro-Palestinian. It's a misnomer. They're pro-Hamas or anti-Israel.
Pro-gang rape, pro-infant right. decapitation.
The real pro-Palestinian position, if you care about the Palestinian people, would be for Israel to eradicate Hamas from Gaza. Because right now, that's the one thing standing in the way of peace, is that, the Gaza Strip is run by an evil terrorist organization. So it's not pro-Palestinian to come out and decry Israel for retaliating against the brutal and evil attack.
And I mean, it's a two-question process. Are you pro-Hamas? Yeah, then you are literally pro-genocide. Because what's standing in the way of a two-state solution? Well, Netanyahu knows this, and apparently Biden doesn't understand the phone call. But when he has a partner that recognizes Israel's right to exist, that partner just might be in charge of a state called West Jordan, or better, Iraq, or Saudi Arabia with beer or something. But he doesn't have one right now. And being and browbeating him into agreeing to a two-state solution where there is not a viable people, the Palestinian people are not capable of running themselves. I mean, just like the Russians can't have nice things. Look, and because Hamas has been in charge, has had the keys to the kingdom for 20 years, there's an entire generation that's educated, even more deluded than these kids at Columbia. And if you ask them, because they haven't even heard the phrase two-state solution, they've just simply been told the Jews are on our land. The Zionism is seeks to wipe out you brave, innovative, hardworking Palestinian people. So therefore, we're going to push them into the sea. And, you know, this is where the lack of background and everything from these kids makes me feel like a lost zebra in the woods.
Nice pivot.
Do you think it's it was raining this morning. Don't you think it's too cold for a zebra?
It's got to be too cold. Usually they're roaming the plains of Africa.
They might be
like
eating acorns and fattening.
Got to be chilly for that striped, majestic
search animal. Efforts have intensified for a missing zebra after three others were captured.
Zebra? He sounds pretty proud to have pronounced it correctly or something.
Search efforts have intensified for a missing zebra after three others were captured over the weekend.
The animal somehow got out of the trailer on I-90 while being transported to Montana. KMOS Jackie Kent talked to Animal Control about what's...
To be in a petting zoo. I would have overheard that and run away and not ever gotten on the trailer.
Next, in this
very... Just stuck around Winlock.
Very unusual case.
Rather unusual. Okay, enough of it's being unusual. So, Eric is retiring. He announced.
Eric of Eric's Little Heroes?
Yeah, who will take over the naming of the little hero and stuff. Well, you know what you need, Greg? You need a big hug from your mamala.
Bring it on.
I wish you had not played me this. And this is actually, so Kamala hit the Drew Barrymore TV show. And I was today days old to find out she had one. So
just limited to what we have seen.
They must know that people of comparable intelligence watch that show.
There you go.
And that must be it. You talk to your audience. You go with his work, as they say. So bring it in here for the real stuff, Mamala.
Success without support.
Oh wait, no, that's her babble in Atlanta. Okay, so here's Drew Barrymore to explain what we all need.
Thinking that we really all need a tremendous hug in the world right now.
Yeah.
But in our country, we need you to be Mamala of the country.
God. I'm sorry, but if you don't know her bio, that biological window opened up years ago and it closed. So anytime she talks to women and says, oh, my daughter borrows my blazer or my pants, whatever, she's talking about her stepdaughter that she married into, who is got her own kid. So she's like in her early 30s. And once you know that, it's like Oprah marrying, you know, eight is enough, and then saying she's a mother of eight, or something of equal stature or whatever. So where's your so the campus snat sound is which one?
So the campus protests at UW are growing. They're cosplaying what's going on at Columbia right now. And prediction, it's only going to get worse from here. But this is just a flavor of some of the chants that were going on.
And so far, haven't heard any action plan out of New York about are they going to clear these hippies out of the private property that they've seized or what? So anyway, chant away.
You get the idea.
And that's where?
That's at the quad.
At the UW?
Yes.
Hey, Einstein, it's already a megaphone. That is so annoying. I mean, it's...
No more money for Israel's crime! 1, 2, 3, 4!
Is there anyone who has not heard Drunken John Wayne denouncing Columbia in 1971? I see a hand back there. Okay, here is John Wayne speaking in front of the Sigma Chi fraternity at USC in 1971 when protesters have taken over the same building and done bathroom in the dean of the university's waste paper baskets. And John Wayne points out that it's gone crazy and that the young men in front of him need to be the next generation of leaders. And
I don't know. This is so unimportant. I want to add anything that I can add to what he said.
A wise voice from our past.
About the fact that you guys are just... on the American side. Jeez, I don't know how... You know, it's so terrible that you don't know how to... There is no way to be a leader in Americana except you guys.
I didn't say he makes a lot of sense until he starts talking about Columbia.
You got to control it. We haven't any chance. Naturally, things happen like at the Columbia University and at the other mother colleges.
I don't know what he means by that or why they're laughing.
Mother colleges, you know.
I guess.
No, but really, it's when I went to school, I went to school at the University of Southern California.
Did you have a mamala?
Let me explain something to you. When I went there, when there was a fella...
Where are you going with this?
...in control of the college.
The dean?
The boss man there. If anybody had walked into his office and torn down the picture...
That's pretty bad.
And did excrement in his
face?
No, in his waste paper basket.
Oh, okay.
Tired. Or had written lewd words on his.
Okay, point made. Something bad would happen to someone who did that.
Okay, but here's the thing: inebriated John Wayne
makes more sense.
Or Marion Morrison is still more lucid than what's going on in the
university.
Than
a hippie
campus.
With a megaphone. And so, Yeah, and like you say, you mix those two. You give that woman the megaphone, and that's what made me want to drive off the road this morning, even in the rain. But Charlie Esperino on Fox Business has his finger on the pulse of hiring directors in finance. And, I mean, at the end of the day, you go to an Ivy League school because you know it is a greased path to a finance future where you can't help but make money, and you're all gonna rub your diplomas together and talk about how awesome you are and what you did during the great Gaza sit-in of 2024. It's just that they may not be beating a path to your campus anymore because they're watching this, and they're embarrassed by their own alma maters.
Hiring these students, what are you hearing?
Whether they should be hiring from the Ivy League. I will tell you this. This is the worst sort of advertisement for Ivy League job applicants you can have. And it's now starting to seep into the recruiting process. I have spent the last couple of days speaking with Wall Street executives, Dan Loeb at Third Point, hedge funds, Gary Goldstein, who's a major recruiter of Wall Street firms for banks. And they're saying they're looking for other places to recruit from aside from these hotbeds of protests. Now, the problem is...
So, words of wisdom from an older guy who maybe knows what the hell he's talking about and doesn't rhyme things with hey, hey, ho, ho. But when you want to be hired by Charles Schwab or Goldman Sachs and the hiring director is maybe named Feldman or Loeb, don't let that picture of you burning an Israeli flag get on his email chain. They're already doing that. They're sending around, all users' global emails with some of the screen caps, and they're hiring firms to do that. So they see your act and they call you better act on that one. Anyway, best luck with that, getting a job based on your diploma thing on that. But so you might want to look real hard before you're listing this in your CV as a positive on your resume, because you're an organizer or whatever. And you send off that application to Boeing, and you're a very expensive engineer, you might want to look at all the money that Boeing has endowed to the UW and donated to the UW. Besides the chairs, the sheer money amount is what many say is really, really big. Did you have one of the 30 professors that are on a Boeing professorship, a Boeing endowed chair? Well, you might want to hide your identity from them or your opinion about a Boeing 1,000-pound JDAM being dropped from a Boeing F-35. That's why Israel bought them. So are you going to question Boeing's business model on day one? You might want to sit back and take better notes. But anyway. So a Checking the Text thing is happening right now in our final hours until May. What's your projection? You know what is really weird so far this year? I haven't bought one, but I do pick it up and read it in the bookstore. The Farmer's Almanac has been spot on. If you're planting and all that, I mean, I haven't seen what it says for May, but it did predict one last blast of winter. And this is crazy. But back in like 2002, it did that. And that was the year we got 520 got shut down with cars on it because it had so much snow and people were walking to Hunts Point and back to Montlake. So, I mean, I laughed at those to my embarrassment. It's amazing how actually accurate they are, but I haven't looked. What's
is that the whole like red sky at night, sailor's delight, red sky at morning, sailor take warning?
It's just stats and history. And
oh, okay.
And that's why the only thing I'm in charge of in May is that I will not drop names for the month. Unless someone I know, takes a salad out of Biden's mouth or whatever. But none of the people I know would do that. The administration's reacting to very bad polling on Sunday, and another one that came out today. And I mean, yelling at the pollster, yelling at Pew Research or CNN, it's like yelling at your tire for being round or something.
Not a nickel, not a dime. Not a nickel, not a dime. No more money for Israel's crime.
But there was a global pandemic.
Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president. So we just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
Yeah, well, there's that. Anyway, 800-465-8770, 800-465-8770. Have you seen a free zebra? Or can you rhyme something with hey, hey, ho, ho?
Ornithorhynchus.
Take it to the text, 800-465-8770. We'll check your text right after this and back with some local headlines and your zebra projections for today, Tuesday, the 30th, the last day of April, 2024. And by the way, why is pot going out of business in California? Same reason it will here. KTTH.
Yes, we can.
To peaceably do property damage, and that's where a lot of people who are all puffed up with their moral superiority about Palestine or genocide or whatever really need a come to Jesus meeting. Like, that may be coming to Portland State University later on today, because they broke into the main library and they're occupying it. And this is what's happening down in the beautiful campus at Cal Poly Humboldt State.
This is library.
And those hippies, they had their Wi-Fi, the water, everything cut off.
Hey!
So they're just basting in their gaminess. And California is going to kick them out. Portland, last night, the mayor, Ted Wheeler, the hapless Ted Wheeler, met at his police bureau headquarters with the president of Portland State University, and she said, send me more cops, please. And CUD requested the help of Portland police after 50 to 75 pro-Palestinian protesters who identify themselves as students, blah, 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 blah. So she said, I want them out. And this is after a day of protest on the Portland State campus, home of the Vikings. Students elsewhere in Oregon, including Reed College, Lewis and Clark, and University of Oregon, And boy, I got to tell you, of all the, if you ever think you've been to a commie hippie campus, go visit Reed. Go walk around Reed on a weekday. And I mean, I don't know why it was fated to be, but my rule of thumb is, if your namesake, John A. Reed, is buried in the Kremlin wall, you're not going to college there. And I mean, it's crazy, and I mean, that school has tolerated that for decades, and they have no right to tell these stinky hippies to get out of the bookstore at Reed. But they're not even in the bookstore, but at Portland State, a state school, home of the Vikings, where Neil Lomax went there. You know who else went there? Great Washington Republican Clint Didier.
You just name dropped.
Well, those are more trivia. Those are bar bets. Yeah, the incomparable Neil Lomax, rocket arm. He used to throw to tight end Clint Didier, Ritzville Republican, right? Or Benton County? Anyway, but that crap's going on at a state school. University of Portland is private. John Reed College is private as heck. And they don't need Portland police there.
But great Zips in Ritzville, by the way. You ever been to Zips? Zips Burgers?
No. Is it like the East, the Spokane Dicks, or is it like the Dicks over here?
No, Z-I-P-S.
Oh, I know how to spell it.
We used to call it Zits.
Oh, that's what I see.
It's very, very greasy.
Oh, really?
great greasy burgers.
Yeah, no, generally if I have to stop in Ritzville, I've lost some kind of bet. Like, do you want to meet Clint Diddy?
That's the classic potty break on the way from Spokane to Seattle.
Tell me about it. Yeah, but so anyway, that's going on at Portland State. And that's the thing. All you got to do is not understand how the First Amendment works. Look, I have it right here. But checking the text thing, page 63. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances or a great your advice on where to look for the zebra, 800-465-8770. Got to be honest with you, I haven't curated any.
That's a first.
I know.
Text from the 509, Brian, 1, 2, 3, 4, don't play that UW chant no more. 5, 6, 7, 3, play Crawdad Boy on repeat.
That's pretty funny.
Okay, so give the people what they want. Here's your techno rave remix of Crawdad Boy instead of obnoxious protesters at UW. Wait for it.
So that's what happens when you take Matthias, the organizer of the UW crawfish fishing. Greg, only addressing you since you're the only one curating the text. Buy or sell, Governor Gavin Newsom still replacing Biden as a 2024 Democratic nominee. Sell.
I defer to the humble host on that one.
Yeah, sell hard. No, that's not going to happen.
Barring some
the old lettuce chewer is going to be
lettuce chewer. That's a pejorative.
I know, and I got to say, not until when I saw the footage, I just saw I was kind of a pitiful old man fumbling with a fork to just shovel entire hunks of salad into his maw
like a turtle.
But when I heard Eric Balling of formerly of Fox, now with Newsmax, describing it, that's when I realized it's better than a play-by-play to hear somebody watch it for the first time.
Full calf for large loads.
Nope, a little bit of tide goes a long
way. Not that again.
The president of the United States, the man with the nuclear codes at his fingertips, grappling with a bowl of lettuce. He can barely feed himself.
And so far he is grappling is a great word. He's grappling to hold the grip of his fork and holding the plate because he's just pushing the lettuce around. He's trying to make the fork be effective on lettuce.
Let's watch this for a second.
And it's gross.
This isn't slowed down. This isn't edited.
The lettuce is flopping out of his mouth.
Trying to eat a bite of salad.
And this is the correspondence dinner. So you know it's chicken Kiev probably. It's food service chicken and then limp lettuce and it's pitiful.
I don't judge the way people eat though because
you got to watch this.
I think I'm a strange eater.
What do you mean?
My wife says I make noises when I eat.
I know people that do that. Well, but you don't go like nom nom nom.
Like,
yeah.
No, it's like Bob Wiley and What About Bob when treat him for dinner. That's me. Mm. And my wife's like, shut up. You know you're like grunting as you're eating this so cheeseburger.
Is this hand shucked?
Mm-hmm. Would you like some more chicken, Bob?
I forgot that's such a good movie.
It's so good.
And part of the reason is because Richard Dreyfuss is a great harried guy, and Bill Murray is a great Bill Murray. Neither of them are chewing lettuce like a toothless old man.
That's the president of the United States. The man who's going to push back on Russia, China, North Korea. Are you kidding me?
So when he frames it like that, you realize that is a really pitiful, doddering old man trying to...
Will you stop that, please?
Trying to master lettuce. And I mean... If you saw the guy in the Red Robin, such as the one at the University Bridge, you would assist him, or something. But I mean, you would feel pity. So there's that. All right.
Text from the 310. Hey, Brian and Greg. Long time no text. Hearing Drew Barrymore saying our country needs a Mamala as vice president this morning is one of the cringiest things I've ever heard. She also said she loves Kamala's laugh. Did you hear that Howard Stern said that Biden is the daddy of the country during his interview with Biden?
Yeah, and that's the one where he claimed that Bo in his final hours said, promise me, give me your word as a Biden, which is the most jiviest thing that he says. No one has said that since 1936. Your word is a Notre Dame man. Now get out there and play, Gip. But I can confirm Mamala.
Thinking that we really all need a tremendous hug in the world right now.
Yeah.
But in our country, we need you to be Mamala of the country.
She is the least matronly woman currently in government.
Oh, my God.
Besides that woman. So, so that was, let me get Biden just making crap up. I mean, you know, when, you know, his son's in Valhalla, so why not just make stories up?
His time was up, and he, one night, we're having a dinner at our home before he was incapacitated, hospitalized. And he said, Dad, can we talk? And I said, sure. And he said, look at me, Dad. Promise me, Dad. Promise me, Dad, that you'll not leave public life. I know when I go, you'll want to quit. You'll want to quit. And he looked at me and said, Dad, give me your word as a Biden. Give me.
I don't buy a word of that. Not a bit. But anyway, who am I to question someone whose uncle was eaten by cannibals, right? All right, back in a second, eye into the future. Why are pot shops failing in places that don't enforce growth regulations? Why do you think? It's called flooding the market with cheap pot. So the Apple of pot shops is underwater $410 million. And they're getting high AF and they're getting bankrupt AF right after this. KTTH, Brian Suits here. I have two escapee updates, by the way. One of them, a bit of a no-brainer. First, the Zebra, if I'm pronouncing that quickly. I mean,
search correctly. Efforts have intensified for a missing zebra.
Oh, zebra. Thank you, Eric. We have a trail cam photo. And for the 90th time, I think, in April, what's her name again? At the news desk?
Kate.
Someone sent her a trail cam video of a zebra leisurely walking by there, up there in North Bend.
Like Sasquatch or something.
But yeah, because I would think, well, surely there have been sightings. I mean, it is a zebra, as Eric says. And but yeah, there's some crystal clear video. I got to check mine more. I know I've got something on there. There's got to be something on there. I've got like three of them.
Yeah!
But we keep filling them with Radio Hall of Fame content that goes to the Hall of Fame, and they never mail them back. But anyway. And then meanwhile, the Monroe escape guy is in the long arm of the law, came and got that chap. His getaway car was found in Rainier Valley. And he may have known people there or may have just gone there or whatever.
Right to jail.
So he is back to jail. Now he
is right to jail right away.
Back to Everett. New fingerprints, whole thing. So he's out for a total of 48 hours. But, you know, anything can happen. 48 hours. But so anyway, There's that guy, the zebra. No word on the zebra. Still out there. But as I say, it is accounted for that it is strolling around, and there are. I mean, in my house anyway. There are still acorns. There's food for a zebra. And it'll wind up in that petting zoo in Montana that was its destination. But the story did make national headlines. Washington Post, four zebras made a daring highway escape. A bullfighter came to the rescue, but not like that. It's a rodeo guy. The zebras, two mares, a filly, and a stallion. Were being moved from a property near the southwestern city of Winlock to a petting zoo in Montana when their owner noticed a problem, and with the trailer pulled over, they bolted. David Danton is a former rodeo bullfighter who raises and trains stock dogs, and his wife, Julie Tanton, a horse trainer from Mount Vernon, Washington, happened to be driving in the area. And not just stock dogs, but a dog apparently of his own breeding. Of his own invention. I've never heard of a Danton stock dog till today, but David Danton, the WAPO was good enough to give him a link. And if you're a fan of the stock dogs, and the best dogs we've ever gotten, or I've ever gotten, were from Stock Dog Rescue in Yakima. And what that means is a working dog, which has to be smart, innovative, sticks to the training, sticks to the book, consistent. And like in the case of Border Collies, just unmatched for intelligence and attention to your mood and affection, all this. But anyway, so about the breed, the Danton stock dog, they specializes in hanging tree cow dogs, and they don't hang you. They're just called that. 3/8 border collie for their intense herding instinct and intelligence. 1/8 Catahoula leopard dog for the ability to trail and find cattle. Also for their toughness and slick hair coat. And I can confirm, having had a Catahoula, great dog, great. And I regretted that he was altered because it meant we couldn't have another one. But maybe Dan has a dog for me. I don't know. And 1/4 Kelpie. And if you ever think of a really cute kind of Border Collie looking dog, Kelpies are great. I don't know what the origin of the name is, but they're from Ireland, and they have the wackiest herding style. Like, Border Collies run it. Like, you can go on YouTube and look up Border Collie Olympics. They are lightning fast and run around, and they you know, circle up the sheep or cattle. Kelpies run on their backs, on the sheep's backs. The sheep are going one way. The Kelpies run across the sheep to the lead sheep, and they say stop here and turn around.
I did not know that.
Great dogs. So anyway, that's who rounded up the zebras. I'd keep them and let the dogs herd them. 1/4 Aussie Shepherd, only a dog named Hanging Tree Black Bear went into this breed. Bear was a super dog with courage. Anyway, there's pictures of them, good dogs. And David seems like a spiffing bloke and the whole thing. So anyway, the if you've been asking, has Boeing been smeared in unnecessarily in the media this year? I mean, this week? Yes is the answer. The emergency slide that fell off a Delta flight departing from JFK on Friday. I hadn't heard about this all weekend long. But on Friday, the external emergency slide that is on 767s, for some reason, they're saying someone initiated from the inside of the aircraft the escape door in the exit row. The exit row, because it's not a functioning door, but the escape row. Jake Bissell-Linsk, a New York attorney whose firm filed a lawsuit against Boeing following the Alaska Airlines door blowout in January, told the Post he got a surprise on Sunday around noon when he looked out the window of his oceanfront home in Bell Harbor, Queens, and there it was, there, trapped on the rocks. Within feet of his front yard was the emergency slide that fell off a Boeing 767 jetliner. Now, what's unnecessary here is calling it the door blow. Is like at this point, you're proactively misnaming it. It was not a door, and it never was a door. And even if it was, it wasn't in there. There was a plug that simulated the exact dimensions of the door. But anyways, so there you go. A thing I hadn't even heard of over the weekend. And right now, we're at the tip of the spear of just naming Boeing unnecessarily and stuff, and including that hippie who wants the UW to divest from Israel and Boeing because he wants to call back on his application or something, but fat chance now, bro. And let me get to that point where the guy...
Yeah, we are here in the quad.
No, Chris, let me get to the point where the guy quad...
I don't understand what a genocide is. I understand firsthand. I have great-grandparents who survived the Holocaust, and they took refuge in Israel.
She wears her...
Well, what do you know?
...opinion.
And it means...
I say sarcastically, because here you have someone whose grandparents from the Holocaust being faced with signs denying the Holocaust, denying October 7th, et cetera, and that's happening right here, and the UW is tolerating it. So it is going to lead the news all day long, even locally. And I can't think of a least relevant story than entitled bourgeois, spoiled suburban kids in New York shut down their university.
I just think the interesting angle to these stories that are happening all around the country on college campuses is that it's going to impact the 2024 presidential election, because when the constituency...
Trump will make sure... I love that Trump brought that up today.
When the constituency perceives a breakdown in law and order, traditionally that works in the favor of Republicans, and I don't see anything different this time. Although I do finally have at long last one Democrat who's speaking out about this, and it's Ted Lieu. This was just moments ago on Capitol Hill.
You have the absolute right to free speech in America. You can protest, but the First Amendment does not give you the right to break windows, to vandalize buildings, to take over private buildings, and to make students who happen to be of Jewish descent feel unsafe. Those things are not protected by the First Amendment. And so
you can't break windows.
Yeah, there okay.
No, total scumbag. And you know what? Just because he's saying a virtuous thing doesn't unscumbag Ted Lieu.
Broken clock is right.
Is a scumbag twice a day or all day. And so meanwhile, in Florida, they're going to change it to not the University of Florida, but they're changing it to University of Faf Florida, because the governor of Florida takes a dim view of you paralyzing a state university that people like pay for and stuff.
Yeah, Jim, like we just saw, many colleges and universities across the nation are saying...
Thank you, CBS 12, first in Gainesville. Let's just get to your governor.
Florida's public colleges and universities.
If it's students, American students, and they're violating code of conduct, you start expelling people, the behavior will change.
Well, boom! There you go.
Not rocket science.
There you go. There's your freebie. Anyway, stay golden, zebra boy. Does anyone get that reference?
I do not.
What if I said stay golden, pony boy?
I'm more lost now.
Oh, okay. Well, someone out there gets it. Stay golden, zebra boy. Stay strong, and we will... You know what's going to happen? That zebra's going to get hit crossing I-90.
For the children.
Maybe if they cut it out, but... So there we go. We've resolved several things. Where to get a new stock dog. And we all need our inner David Danton. So we see you back here tomorrow for the middle of the week. Some universities are cleaning these hippies up. Mainly they're in Florida and Texas. And some are sitting back, tolerating it, making it, fetishizing these punks.
These hippie weirdos.
Because they wish they went to Columbia. Or something, and rhyming things with hey, hey, ho, ho. So have a good day. A 10th break will be up forthwith, and we'll see you back here at 6 a.m. tomorrow on the 1st of May, where we will commence the record name dropping at 6 a.m. tomorrow, AM 770 KTTH.
You're just saying words.
Goodbye.